This recording, Holocaust 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
The rainbow's a passage. The rainbow is a division of white, white, into many beautiful colors. This takes the shape of a long, round arch that is passed high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold and one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold and the end of the rainbow. In 1941, was closer to 42, but was 41, they sent us to the ghetto. I myself was pregnant at the time. My husband didn't want me because we had already, they start taking the people around the towns, from the 700 small towns around Warsaw. He sent me with my youngest brother to Warsaw. He ran at that time a German, like a post office, little truck, and they took us to the ghetto. When we got to the ghetto, they were very nasty. SS people passed with a car, and they know we were sitting in a rickshaw because I wasn't able that time to walk. They throw us off, and I that time got a miscarriage. I had at the time a sister. So my brother, with all his strength, carried me to his sister. And the sister went, called a doctor, and he helped me late in the night, and I lost a baby where I was 6 months pregnant. After that, was repeating a lot, a few times when I got pregnant, I had miscarriages because I was really sick after that, and this was repeated. Anyway, when we got to the farm, we stayed over there 30 days, 30 months. One night it happened, they opened the mouth, somebody from the Poles, and said to the Germans, to SS people, some, they know my name and that I'm in this particular place, and if they go, they will catch me. Over there was the mayor, a Polish German. Well, he know my parents, and he says, if she's alive, leave her alone, let her survive, because her parents helped once when my parents were in a very bad shape, when my father, he said, was taken to war, and we hardly have what to eat, and he helped that time our family. So when he was the one, how I found out that when we came out from the hiding, so I met another German, for he know also my family. And he say, you know why you survived? Because the mayor, it was his name, Mayor Zauer, said that your family saved his family. And now, if you're the only one, not to bother to even look for me. Still they came, but we even didn't have a chance that time to hide in this adding for the barn, because it was too late. So they left us alone, left us, and went maybe to a mile far, to a smaller farm, and they caught 11 Jews. They killed them right on the spot. And they killed the people, the farmers with them. That was the finishing of to be in the ghetto and surviving that time.